శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 41 స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ ద పిక్చర్ స్టీలింగ్ ద ర్యాక్స్ అండ్ రీడింగ్ ఆఫ్ ధ్యానేశ్వరి యాజ్ స్టేటెడ్ ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ చాప్టర్ వీ కంటిన్యూ హియర్ ద స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ ద పిక్చర్ 9 years ఆఫ్టర్ ద ఇన్సిడెంట్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ చాప్టర్ Ali Muhammad met Hemad Pant again and related to him the following story. One day, while wandering in the streets of Mumbai, he bought the picture from a street hawker. Then he got it framed and set it on a wall in his house at Bandra, that is a suburb of Mumbai. As he loved Baba, daily he took darshan of it. 3 months before he gave the picture to Hemad Pant, he was suffering from an abscess or swelling on his leg, for which an operation was performed and he was convalescing in the house of his brother-in-law, Mr. Noor Mohammad Pirbhoy, in Mumbai. For 3 months, his house in Bandra was closed and nobody was living there. Only the picture of the Baba Abdul Rahman, Maulana Sahib Muhammad Hussain, Sai Baba, Baba Tajuddin and a few other saints living were there. The wheel of time did not even spare this. All the pictures met their fate, but how Sai Baba's picture escaped it, nobody had been able to explain to me until now. It shows the all-pervasiveness, omnipresence of Sai and him and his inscrutable power. The story goes like this. He had a small picture of Saint Baba Abdul Rahman from Muhammadan Hussain Tariyatopan many years ago. He gave it to his brother-in-law Noor Mohammad Pirbhoy and it was lying on his table for 8 years. Once, the latter took it to a photographer and got it enlarged to life size and distributed copies of the same amongst his relations and friends, including Ali Muhammad, who fixed it up in his Bandra house. Noor Mohammad was a disciple of Saint Abdul Rahman, and when he went to see the picture to him in an open darbar held by him, the guru got wild and ran to beat him and drove him out. He felt sorry and dejected. He also thought that he spent so much of money and incurred his guru's displeasure and wrath. As his guru, Baba Abdul Rahman, did not like image worship, he took the enlarged picture of Baba Rahman with him to the Apollo Bandar and after hiring a boat, took it and drowned it in the sea. He requested the friends and relations to return their copies and after getting them, 6 in all, back, had drowned them in Bandra Sea. At this time, Ali Muhammad was in his brother-in-law's house. He was told by him that his suffering would come to an end if he could soon drown the picture of the other saints also in the sea. On hearing this, Ali Muhammad sent Mehta, his manager, to his Bandra house and got all the pictures of the saints in his house to be thrown into the sea. When Ali Muhammad returned home, after 2 months, he was surprised to find Sai Baba's picture on the wall as before. He did not understand how Mehta took away all the pictures except this. He immediately took it out and kept it in his cupboard, fearing that if his brother-in-law saw it, he would do away with it. While he was thinking how it should be disposed of and who would keep it with care, Sai Baba himself, as it were there, suggested to him that he should see and consult Maulana Ismu Mujawar and abide by his opinion. He met the Maulana and told him everything. After much consultation, they both decided that the picture should be presented to Anna Sahib, that is Hemad Pant, and that he would protect it well. Then they both went to Hemad Pant and presented him the picture in the nick of time. This story shows how Baba knew all the past, present and future, and how skillfully he pulled the wires and fulfilled desires of his devotees. The following story shows that Baba liked very much those who took real interest in spiritual matters and that he removed all their difficulties and made them happy. Om Shri Sai, stealing the rags and reading of Dhyaneshwari. Mr. B.V. Dev, who was Mamlatar of Dhanu, that is Thana district, wished for a long time to read Dhyaneshwari, the well-known Marathi commentary on Bhagavad Gita by Dhyaneshwar, along with other scriptures. He could read daily one chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, but when he took Dhyaneshwari in hand, some difficulties cropped up and he was precluded from reading it. He took 3 months leave, went to Shirdi and thence to his home at Paud for rest. He could read there other books, but when he opened Dhyaneshwari, some evil or stray thoughts came crowding up in his mind and stopped him in the effort. Try as much as he could, he was not able to read even a few lines of the book with ease. So he resolved in his mind that when Baba would create love for the book and would order him to read it, he would begin, and not till then. Then, in the month of February 1914, he went with his family to Shirdi. There, Jog asked him whether he reads Dhyaneshwari daily. Dev replied that he was desirous of reading it, but he was not successful of that. Only when Baba would order him to read it, he would commence. Jog then advised him to take a copy of the book and present it to Baba, and start the reading after it was consecrated and written by him. Dev replied that he did not want to resort to this device, as Baba knows his heart. Would he not know his desire and satisfy it by giving him a clear order to read? Dev then saw Baba and offered 1 rupee as dakshina. Baba asked for rupees 20, which he gave. At night he met one Balakram and inquired for him as to how he secured Baba's devotion and grace. Balakram told him that he would communicate everything next day after Aarti. When Dev went for darshan the next day, Baba asked for rupees 20, which he gave willingly. As the masjid was crowded, Dev went inside and sat in a corner. Baba asked him to come closer and sit with a calm mind, which Dev did. Then, after the noon aarti was over and the men dispersed, Dev saw Balakram again and asked him his previous experiences, what Baba told him and how he was taught meditation. While Balakram was going to reply, Baba sent one Chandru, a leper devotee, to call Dev to him. When Dev went to Baba, the latter asked him with whom and what he was talking. He said that he was with Balakram and heard from him his fame. Then Baba asked again for rupees 25 as dakshina, which Dev gladly gave. Then Baba took him inside and, sitting near the post, charged him, saying, "You stole away my rags without my knowledge." Dev denied any knowledge of the rags, but Baba asked him to make a search. He searched but found none. Then Baba got angry and said, "There is nobody here. You are the only thief, grey-haired and old. You came here for stealing." After this, Baba lost his temper, got terribly wild, gave all sorts of abuses and scoldings. Dev remained silent and apprehended that he might get a beating also. After about an hour or so, Baba asked him to go to the wada. He returned to the wada and told Jog and Balakram all that had happened. Then, in the afternoon, Baba sent for all of them and said that his words might have pained the old man, that is Dev. But as he committed the theft, he could not resist but take him to task. Then Baba asked again for rupees 12. Dev collected the amount, paid it, and prostrated himself before him. Then Baba said to him, "Go on reading the pothi, that is Dhyaneshwar, daily. Go and sit in the wada. Regularly read every day, and while reading, explain the portions read to all with love and devotion. I am sitting here, ready to give you the whole gold embroidered shalya, that is valuable shawl. Then, why go to others to steal rags, and why should you get into the habit of stealing?" Dev was much pleased to hear the words of Baba, for he directly asked him to start reading pothi, that is Dhyaneshwari. He thought that he got what he wanted and that he could read the book with ease. Thenceforth, he again prostrated himself before Baba and said that he surrendered himself to him, and that he should be treated as a child and be helped in his reading. He realized then what Baba meant by stealing the rags. What he had asked Balakram constituted the rags, and Baba did not like his behavior in this respect. As he was ready to answer all his questions, he did not like him to ask others and make unnecessary inquiries, and therefore he scolded him. Dev thought that he really did not scold him, but thought that he was ready to fulfill his desires, and there was no use asking others in vain. Dev took the scoldings as blessings and went home satisfied and contented. The matter did not end here. Baba did not stop with only issuing an order to read. Within an year, he went to Dev and inquired about his progress. On 2nd April 1914, on Thursday morning, Baba gave him a dream. He sat on the upper floor and asked him whether he understood the pothi. "No," answered Dev. Baba said, "Then, when are you going to understand?" Dev burst into tears and said, "Unless you shower your grace, the reading is mere burden, and the understanding is still more difficult. Baba told, while reading, you make haste, read it before me in my presence. Dev asked, what shall I read? Baba said, read Adhyatma, that is spiritualism. Dev went in to bring the book. When he opened his eyes, he was fully awakened. We leave the readers to imagine what ineffable joy and bliss Dev felt after the vision. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.